everyone, welcome back to Who's There. This is a podcast where I usually talk to a horror fan about why they love the horror genre, but at the beginning of September, I put out a poll on Twitter and asked if you'd like me to record a monthly recap of all of the movies I've watched, and like 90% of people said yes, so here I am. That's what this episode is going to be. But anyways, I got the idea because I love watching Emma from Spooky Astronauts and Sarah from Possessed by Horror's monthly recap videos. I always get so many good suggestions. I also wanted to try to challenge myself to speak at length since usually my guests are the ones doing all the talking. So yeah, let's give this a try. Here is everything that I watched in August. So the first movie that I watched back in August was Not Okay, which is not a horror movie. I mean, it sort of is, but it's about a blogger or Instagrammer influencer, wannabe influencer, who pretends to be in Paris to get more likes or whatever, and then she happens to be there during a terrorist attack, and everyone thinks she was there, so she starts to pretend like she was there. So she is truly a terrible person, but it was actually... It was interesting. It's an entertaining movie. It is currently on Hulu. The next movie that I watched was it was basically a rom-com. It's from 2018, and I believe it's on Netflix. It's called When We First Met, and it's starring Adam Devine, and he tries to go back in time and do things differently with a girl that is engaged that he met, and he missed a chance with. So it was cute, just a rom-com. Next, I watched Joyride. After speaking with Judy Pankost, she said that it's underrated, so I went and watched it, and I actually really enjoyed it. I thought it was very, very suspenseful. Paul Walker stars in it, as does Lily Sobolewski, and it's streaming on Hulu, so check that out if you feel like it. And next, I watched All My Friends Hate Me, which is like a slow burn British sort of thriller that's now on Hulu. I had tried to watch this once before with my boyfriend and we just couldn't get into it, but I made myself put my phone away and get into it, and it's a little weird at first, and then things eventually picked up and I ended up liking it, I think. So overall, wasn't terrible, wasn't my favorite thing either. And next I watched a movie on Shudder called A Ghost Waits. It's about a guy who goes to fix up his friend's Airbnb, and he's staying there for the night because he has no place else to live, and then it turns out there's a ghost living there. And this is in a universe where ghosts are assigned by some otherworldly manager to go haunt houses. So he finds out that's what this ghost is doing, and he sort of falls in love with her. It's weird. It's like one movie and then it totally switches to another movie halfway through. I thought it was okay. I gave it a 3 on Letterboxd, and I gave All My Friends Hate Me a 3, Joyride I gave a 3.5, When We First Met I gave a 3, and We're Not Okay I gave it a 3.5. So I just pulled up my Letterboxd. So if you want to go and if you want to follow me, my username is ThatGirlAllison. So the next thing that I saw in August was Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. I went to an early screening of that here in the city, and I really liked it. I ended up giving it a 4. I also saw a post-show talkback, which was really interesting, with the director and two of the stars. Yeah, Bodies, Bodies, Bodies was just... Everyone says it might not be a slasher, and it also might not have any deeper commentary than what we see, but I think there's something brewing there underneath everything. So that weekend, also, They/Them came out, and that was a total swing and a miss. It was barely even scary. It didn't know what it wanted to be. For some reason, I gave it 3.5 stars on Letterboxd, and I don't know why. I just switched it to a 2 because that's really all it was deserving of. And Bodies, 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 I gave 4 stars too. Forgot to say that. Next, I watched Prey, which is the newest sequel in the Predator franchise on Hulu, and everyone is freaking out about it. I didn't like it. I'm not a fan of the Predator franchise. What I didn't put on here was watching the original Predator because I only got through half of it. It's just not interesting to me. So it's just not for me, and I gave it 5 stars on Letterboxd. Don't come for me. Next, I rewatched the movie Swim Fan. It is from 2002, Erica Christensen and What's-His-Face. I love this movie. I own it on DVD and have since it first came out. I give it 3.5 stars. I don't know if it's really deserving of that high of a rating, but I love it. So next I rewatched Hellfest because I knew that it was leaving Netflix soon. I think this movie is really fun. I watched it for the first time, I think, last year or the year before. And it is about kids who go to this Halloween theme park around Halloween, obviously. And it turns out that they're being stalked by somebody who is killing them. Tony Todd is in this, and it's really fun. I don't know if it's left Netflix by the time you're listening to this, but if it hasn't, go watch it. Next on my Letterboxd list is You Are Not My Mother, which is currently on Hulu. I have to say, when I looked at my Letterboxd list and I saw this, I couldn't remember watching it. So it's definitely a slow burn, and it's about an Irish kid's mom goes missing, and then she comes back. And she's like, where'd you go? And she's just trying to figure out where she went. And her mom's not acting like herself. So yeah, that's pretty much about it. I gave it 3 stars. The day after that, I got let go from my job. So I just wanted to watch a comfort horror movie. So I decided to watch Annabelle Comes Home, which I think is on HBO Max right now. Yeah, it's on HBO Max. And I just love this movie. It's like such a crazy movie, kind of like Scooby-Doo. It's not that scary, but it's fun. And then a couple days after that, I was taking a break during Saturday at Monster Mania Con, and I went to go see the movie Fall in theaters. And oh my God, my palms were sweating, my feet were sweating the entire time. I have no fear of heights. But this was just, oh my God, it just made me so anxious the entire time. I was so tense. I needed a massage after. If it's still available in a theater near you, go see it because it's pretty great. It's a very simple concept. Two girls who like climbing go to climb a 2,000 foot communications tower in the middle of nowhere. And when they get to the top, part of the ladder getting back down falls off. So they have to find a way down. So I can't recommend this one enough. It's so simple, but it's so effective, especially if you have a fear of heights. But even if you don't, because I don't. Next, I saw The Blair Witch Project in 35mm at MoMA. Thanks to my friend Phil, who was on the podcast recently. He told me about that. They were doing a, summer series on horror, a retrospective on horror. So I went to that. I saw it in theaters in August 1999. So this was my first time seeing it in theaters again. And it was fun. It was really fun to watch it with an audience, small as it was, being that I am no longer 13 and that I am 36 now. So it was definitely fun. There's actually a lot of humor in the movie. And, you know, I've read my friend Matt Blazy's book and I know all about the making of it. If you haven't read it yet and you like The Blair Witch Project, go check it out. It's called 8 Days in the Woods. After that, I watched Glorious on Shudder, which is about a guy who gets stuck in a bathroom at a parking stop, or what is it called? I don't go on road trips, so I don't know what those places are called. But he goes into a bathroom to use the bathroom. There's a glory hole in his stall that starts talking to him. It's like a god from another planet, and he has to deal with it. And it's crazy, but it's well done. It looks really good. It wasn't my favorite, but I did enjoy it. That's on Shudder right now. After that, I went to go see Orphan First Kill in theaters with one of my friends, and I loved it. I thought it was great. I loved the twist, and yeah, it's a really good prequel. I thought they did a really good job. It wasn't just, a rehashing of the first one, and Isabel Furman was amazing, as was Julia Stiles. Julia Stiles is one of my favorite actresses, so I loved seeing her on the big screen again. That night, I actually watched an outdoor showing in my neighborhood of Ghostbusters, the original from 1984, which was super fun because I hadn't seen it in a while, and I forgot that they start the movie at Columbia University, which is a few blocks from where I live, so it was fun to watch it on the street a few blocks from where it takes place, where it starts at least. The day after, I watched Orphan First Kill again streaming for a watch and chat with one of the horror communities that I'm in, so that was great. Also, loved it again. The day after that, I watched the movie Can't Take It Back. Let's see. I think it might be on Shudder, but I gave it 0.5 star on Letterboxd, and on my review I wrote, I wish I could take back watching this movie. Did not like it at all. I don't think it's worth it. It follows a group of students who leave hateful comments on the page, on like the Facebook of a fellow student who has recently committed suicide, and then that, the spirit of that girl starts coming for them. Just the concept is fine, but it was just poorly executed. The next day, I went to go see 28 Days Later at MoMA again. I saw this in theaters when it was originally released, but it was really fun to see it in theaters again. And it's such a tense movie. I love it. It might be my favorite zombie movie, along with The Cured. And this just says it's on Amazon Prime Video right now. That's what the internet says. So that's what I'm going to go with. The next day, yeah, I was seeing a lot of movies this month because I got laid off and I have the AMC A-list pass. So I may as well just go to the movies, and MoMA had their thing going on. I saw Bodies, Bodies, Bodies again. It was great. Again, I gave it 4 stars. And there were 2 women in the theater who were just like screaming and cracking up at everything. So it was like interactive. Later that day, I watched the movie Off Season on Shudder. I didn't really like it. It's about a woman who's trying to go to this island because her mother's grave has been messed with. And then they get caught there during a hurricane, and then things start to get spooky. I thought it was kind of boring. Not really that well done. I only gave it 1 star. A few days later, I watched something non-horror. It's called Foxcatcher. It's a movie that my boyfriend really likes. The plot is loosely based on the events surrounding wrestling enthusiast John DuPont. He recruits 2 U.S. Olympic gold medalists, Mark Schultz and his older brother David Schultz, to coach U.S. wrestlers for an Olympic competition. And it's just, John DuPont was a fucking crazy person. So I gave it 3 stars. It was good. I wouldn't mind watching again. It was fine. But yeah, so not horror, but you know, there's a couple deaths in it. Next, my boyfriend and I went to go see They Live at Nighthawk in Brooklyn. And it was my first time ever seeing that movie. And I think it's my favorite John Carpenter movie. Yeah, it was really way ahead of its time. And it's probably my favorite 80s horror movie. I gave it 4 stars. The day after that, I went to go see The Invitation, the new one, not the one from 2016. I love that one. This was the 2022 version, and it's vampires, but it's only PG-13, so you don't see that much. And I thought it was okay. I didn't hate it, but I probably wouldn't watch it again. I hear people compare it to Dracula and His Brides or something. I'm not familiar that much with Dracula. So that was that. And then that night I went to go see the last movie that I saw at MoMA, which was The Descent. I had never seen that in theaters before, so it was really cool to see it in theaters and to see it with a older audience who didn't really know what they were getting into. So that was fun. I had only seen the movie twice before, I think. The first time I watched it, I really liked it. The second time, I thought the filming quality was really shitty and I wasn't as entertained, but this time I liked it again. So I give that 4 stars. The Invitation, I gave 3.5. The next movie I watched was The Medium, which is on Shudder. It is about a horrifying story of a shaman's inheritance in the Isan region of Thailand. But the goddess that appears to have taken possession of the family member turns out not to be as benevolent as they first appear. So it's a found footage movie. I was inspired to watch this one by Emma from Sketchy Ed. I hope I'm going to have her on the podcast soon. But she talked about this one in one of her monthly recap videos. So I decided to try to watch it. It's kind of long and it's a lot with the subtitles, but it is interesting. And then the last thing that I watched was the entire 3 episodes of Trainwreck Woodstock 99, which is on Netflix and is just about the horrific dumpster fire that was the 1999 Woodstock. I don't remember ever hearing about this when I was growing up. This is not the kind of thing that I ever would have been interested in. And in fact, it is still not anything that I would be interested in. So I would have wanted to go to the 1994 one where Green Day played. But I was 8 at the time. I would not have been allowed to go. But this is really interesting. Just jaw-dropping the entire time. I have to say, I like the one that's on HBO Max that came out last year better. I think it's called, like, Days of Rage or something. Yeah, it's called Woodstock 99, Peace, Love, and Rage. And I thought they did a better job of relating what happened then to what was going on now in our culture. But I gave it a 3.5. So still, it was very entertaining. Would recommend it if you don't have HBO. This is a great alternative. And that is everything that I watched in August 2022. So let me know if you like this episode. I kind of like sped through everything because there was a lot to talk about because I watched a lot. But I am on my way to watching a lot in September too. So let me know if you like this. Reach out to me on Twitter at Who's There Pod. And send me your recommendations, and I will see you next month. Bye.